Mike and Trisha Mornings Podcast. Real, live, local.
Hurricane I haven't heard about?
I know.
What's going on?
I know, right?
What's the deal?
I think it's because yesterday was Thursday and it's like a week until Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh.
And people start realizing that if you buy a frozen turkey, you need a bunch of days for it to defrost.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. It needs like a good 4 days to defrost in the fridge.
Stop it.
No, I won't.
I think you should.
No.
That's a lot of days. You
it's
can't
a lot
just
of
take
days.
It out the day before.
No, honey. No, it will be a solid block of frozen turkey ice.
Yeah, but then you put it in the oven, and the oven is hot.
Darling. No, darling.
So wouldn't it melt? And wouldn't it be juicier because, you know, ice turns to water, and water means moisture? And
yeah, you would think, but no, that's not really how it works because it would take you 24 hours to cook a frozen turkey. Because the thing about a frozen turkey is that it's so, you know, it takes a while to get to the middle of the turkey.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time you were able to get the middle of the turkey defrosted and cooked,
uh-huh,
the outside would be charcoal.
Well, how many licks does it take to get to the middle of a turkey?
I'm thinking 73.
Remember that commercial?
Yes, I love that
One,
commercial.
One, two, three.
A three.
Three licks.
Yeah, see, that's the problem with the turkey. I mean, that's why it takes so long to defrost them in the fridge.
Uh-huh.
And really, that's the safest way to defrost them. Because if you put them in the sink outside,
yeah,
where, you know, you run the risk of developing bacteria that's bad for you and everybody's going to be in the hospital the next day. So the best way to defrost it is to just put it in a pan and put it in a pan because when everything starts melting,
yeah,
you're going to create a lake in your refrigerator.
Right, yes.
So put it in a pan, put it in your refrigerator. I'm talking like sometime this weekend. And max absolute latest Monday.
Ah.
Because like I cook 20-pound turkeys and it takes like 4 days to defrost them in the fridge.
Huh. Well, good to know.
Yeah. And so yesterday I was at the store. I'm buying all the stuff, all the fix-ins, whatever. And I needed celery because you put that like in the stuffing,
mm-hmm,
and you can put that at the bottom of the pan when you're roasting the turkey.
Sure,
and you
sure
need celery. And yeah, I usually get
why
like
do
two
you
bunches.
Need celery? Celery doesn't even have any taste.
Celery is an aromatic.
That's why you dip it in ranch dressing.
I know,
because it
know
doesn't have any taste.
But when you put it into food, it's called an aromatic. And so what it does is it just kind of gives you that like just a layer of flavor. And so it like makes everything taste better. But you're going, what is that taste? You don't really know what it is. It's just that it's like onions, celery, and carrots.
Uh huh.
Those three things. You need those three things.
Well, onions you can taste.
Onions you can taste.
Yeah.
Celery and carrots each
not
offer
really
different things.
Right.
Celery offers kind of like a greenish, like a fresh kind of flavor.
Okay.
And carrots offer a lot of sweetness.
All right.
So anyway, I needed two bunches of carrots, and I mean two bunches of celery. And there were probably 25 ladies in the...
And they also needed celery.
Well, in the produce section at the Albertsons that I go to in Central.
Were all of you eyeing each other?
Well, you could
kind
see...
Kind of slowly walking around
because,
each other?
Well, yeah, because everybody's got a list.
Doing the once-over.
Yeah, and you could see everybody, and it looked like it looked like go-karts in there.
And you're like trying to decipher, okay, I think I can take that one.
I know, right? And you're like...
That one I might have to save till the end.
Exactly. And so you're like moving around, you're trying to get stuff. In the meantime, you're keeping an eye on everybody
Are
else.
Are you now?
Yeah, and so when I got there, this lady and I looked like something out of a TV show.
Uh-huh.
We literally picked up the last bunch of celery. Like, she had the top part, I had the bottom part, we're looking at
uh-huh
each other.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, I got here first. I got people coming.
Could you hear the Rocky theme over
pretty
the
much
speakers?
Pretty
dun,
much.
Dun, 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 dun.
It's true. I really could, you know. And I'm like kind of pulling a little bit. See, the thing is that she made a rookie mistake. She grabbed the top part of the celery.
Oh,
where all the leaves are.
Exactly.
I grabbed the root end and it's got a bigger, like, you know, it's
oh, yeah,
it's wider and I can put my hand around
Absolutely,
it better.
Absolutely, yes.
And I pretended like I didn't see her and I pulled it and I made that smooth move where you pull it and you keep moving to the left,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and you like grab something else and you throw it all in your cart and you take off.
Mm-hmm.
And I could just imagine her standing there throwing darts at my back, you know, as I'm walking away, and I'm like, hey, yo.
She didn't say anything like, hey, I had that first?
Nope, nothing, I'm surprised.
Huh?
But we both looked at each other. We knew. She yeah. and I knew.
Right.
We had a moment where I was like, Missy, I'm sorry. I've been doing this a lot longer
totally
than you
totally dominated
have.
Her, huh?
Totally.
You were the pack leader, huh?
Hey, you know what? I had at least 10 years on her. I'm like, Missy, respect your elders.
Yeah,
put some respect on it.
But when it comes to the throwdown, man, you know, age, the younger you are, the more of an advantage you have.
Yeah, but
which is why when I watch those things on PBS, it's always the younger lions that take over.
That's right. That's right. But the younger lions aren't smart enough to use their carts to run over people's legs. Don't mess with me, man. Not on Thanksgiving. I got people coming. I got things to do. I'm not coming back for no celery.
Yeah, no.
It's coming home with me. So, yeah, I won. I got the celery.
All right. Woo-hoo! Yay.
I don't mess around with that nonsense. This is not my first time at the rodeo. So, yeah.
Sadly, no one was filming that. That would have made a great episode for PBS.
It's entirely possible that you could probably get the video from Albertsons. The security video.
You've got that announcer, you know, who talks really breathlessly
low. I know,
low.
Right?
As the older female approaches.
It's true. It's true. Yep, yep. She's like, I may be older, but I'm not that old yet, Bissy.
But the young one lives to fight another day.
Right. She's young and foolish. She can come back.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, good. I'm glad you got out of there with celery and all of your limbs.
That's right.
Good for you. Good for you. And that concludes Cooking with Tricia.
Right.
Every year, about this time of the year, we get this. It's the press release about the 12 days of Christmas and how much it would cost to buy every item on the 12 days of Christmas.
Yeah.
Okay, well, today's the day that I get that press release. And today's the day that I find out that if you were to buy every item on the 12 days of Christmas, and you know how it works, five of this, seven of that, it would cost you a grand total of $34,500.
Wow.
If you were going to buy everything on that fictional 12 Days of Christmas list.
Oh, man.
$34,000. It is up $195 from last year. And of the 12 things, none of the 12 things went down in price, but the three that went up the most were pear trees.
Okay.
They went up 5.2%.
Huh.
So if you wanted to buy a partridge in a pear tree, you would need the pear tree. So to buy that pear tree would cost you $9.96 more this year. And if you were going to buy the five golden rings, it would cost you 10% more this year, $75 extra.
Oh, wow.
This year, because gold went up.
Yep.
And if you wanted to hire 10 lords, and those lords would be a-leaping, it would cost you 2% more. Up $110.20, or $11 per lord.
Poor lords. They're selling themselves per cheap lords. These days.
Lords are a dime a dozen. Hello. No, they're not.
No, they're not.
They're $11. The most expensive item on the list are the seven swans of swimming.
Really?
If you were to buy seven swans of swimming, they would cost you, get this, $13,125, or $1,875 each.
Wow.
Per swan.
Yikes. And then you got to feed them. And you got to give them someplace to swim.
For that price, I would eat them.
I would just get you seven chickens. And I would tell you, put them in the freezer.
Right.
Dead chickens. Already, right. You know.
Like I would know the difference.
I know, right?
I'm so ghetto.
Look,
small,
it's a swan.
But okay. What do I know what swans look like?
Yeah, I would just tell you, go to Sam's, get me seven chickens.
Yeah.
I'll make them later.
I would just go to Ascanate and get seven ducks.
Right, exactly.
Yes. For free. So, yeah, that would be the grand total if you were to buy every item on the 12 days of Christmas, $34,558.65.
Kiss FM.
So I read that Khalid, you know, El Paso's Khalid.
Right.
The great Khalid, as he calls himself on social media, mm-hmm. is going to do a duet, a collaboration at the American Music Awards, which is this Sunday. His song Location is up for Song of the Year.
Right.
He's going to do a collaboration with Imagine Dragons.
That is going to be so cool.
I think it will be, man.
I'm very excited about that.
I don't know what they're going to do because I've looked everywhere and no one's revealing what song they're going to do together mm-hmm. other than they're going to do a song together. I'm thinking it might be Thunder, though.
Probably.
Because of the lyrics.
Yeah.
We've talked about the lyrics. We've talked about how if you listen to Thunder, it's about, you know, the lead singer, the guy who wrote the song. It's about how everybody thought he was a loser mm-hmm. back in the day, and he was like, oh, I'm going to be somebody. And they're like, yeah, dude, whatever.
Yeah, they're like, sit down, you know? Dude.
And now he's like, man, look at you. I'm here on stage, and you're in the bleed seats mm-hmm. watching me perform. Mm-hmm. Told ya. that I was thunder before lightning. I'm thinking that would be perfect because I've read several interviews and even seen some Khalid tweets where he talks about when he was in high school and especially at Americas, mm-hmm. that year that he went to Americas, how, you know, he talked about wanting to be a singer and everybody would be like, sit down.
Yeah, whatever, dude.
You're not going to be anybody, man. Yeah. Sit down. And look at him now.
Totally.
He's on stage and everyone's in the bleed seats watching him do his thing. So I think that's the one they're going to collaborate on.
I think that would be perfect. And both of them put on really good live shows.
They do.
Both of them. Like Imagine Dragons is really known for its live show.
Yes.
So, yeah.
So they're going to be, I was lightning before the thunder.
That'll be good. I think that'll be super
good.
Khalid's
going to come out and be like, yeah, yeah. Back when I was in high school, you know, that kind of stuff. I bet you.
I think you're right.
And Christina Aguilera is going to be doing a tribute to Whitney Houston at the American Music Awards on Sunday night. She's going to be doing some of the songs from the Bodyguard soundtrack because this week the Bodyguard, get this, is 25 years old.
I cannot believe that. I cannot believe that.
25 years ago, Whitney became a movie star.
Man.
I was reading about this thing, and you know that she wanted to take acting lessons, and the director was like, yeah, no, don't take any.
Really?
Don't take any acting lessons. We want you to be as raw as you are, because that's how your character's supposed to be.
Oh, that's true. That's true. You know, and I think that was the thing that surprised most people, because up until that point, she was like totally America's sweetheart,
mm-hmm.
and she was just, everybody was like, oh, Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
And she was rough in that movie, you know? I mean,
that's because she didn't take any acting lessons. What they would do is the guy, the producer, the director would tell her what he wanted from her in that scene, and then she would be like, all right, and then they would do the scene.
Really?
So he would be like, here, you're going to be like this, you're going to be like that. So she didn't take any acting lessons per se for
that
role.
She was amazing.
And she was.
That was, I mean, I watched that movie and it totally holds up. Totally love it.
Yeah.
It's still, there's not one part in there that I go, you know.
And did you know that it was intended as a starring vehicle for Steve McQueen and Diana Ross? Did you know that? Did you know that?
Really?
Did you know that this thing goes back to the 70s? Originally, this the script, the book, whatever it is, was uh-huh. written a long time ago.
Wow.
And Warner Brothers bought the script back in the 70s, and they intended for Diana Ross and Steve McQueen to start.
Ooh.
To be the stars of that project, which never got off the ground because supposedly, allegedly, neither Ross nor McQueen would accept second billing.
Oh.
Neither one of them was willing to budge.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And
I'll
so
be darned.
And so it never became anything till 92 or whenever The Bodyguard was finally made with Whitney and Kevin Costner.
Oh my gosh.
I know. And ironically, Diana Ross will be getting an award at the AMAs.
Why?
They're going to tribute her in some way.
Okay.
It's going to be
okay.
some kind of a tribute to Diana Ross.
Oh, wow.
I know, right?
Oh,
I
that's
know.
Hilarious. Wow, Steve McQueen.
Yeah.
Hubba.
Right?
Man.
Right. And then here, this will also drive the point home about, you know, how years are going by, man. Titanic turns 20 this week.
I know. That is crazy. That when I read that the other day, I'm going, oh, stop.
Yes.
Stop.
Cameron remastered the film and will re-release it next month.
Oh, wow.
They're going to show it. I don't know how many theaters across the nation. I don't think, like, it's not going to be one of those wide release kind mm-hmm. of things. But numerous theaters across the nation will be playing the remastered, re-released version of the film.
Oh, wow.
When it comes out next month to celebrate its 20-year anniversary.
There's been a bunch of, like, deleted scenes that have recently been making, like, you know, because I guess because of the 20th anniversary, there have been a lot of, like, blog posts and things like that about deleted scenes. Mm-hmm. And there's been some deleted scenes that I'm like, look, I would have sat in the theater for another half an hour if you would have played these, because it was they do make the story a lot more. It makes a lot more sense.
Really?
When you see these deleted scenes.
Yeah.
Like, especially, like, when you, here's the thing about deleted scenes. Like, in Pretty Woman, when she first gets into Richard Gere's car, and you see her turn around, like, kind of nervously when she first gets in, the deleted scene there is that she's running from her drug dealer. Because originally, in Pretty Woman, she was supposed to be addicted to crack.
Wow.
Yes.
That would have been a totally different
movie.
Totally
different movie.
And you had a, like, her five-year-old wandering around an apartment complex?
Pretty much. And so when you first see her getting into the car with Richard Gere and you see her turn around to look behind her, that's not because she's looking at Kit.
That's why, huh?
It's because she was originally supposed to be running away from her drug dealer.
Ah, what a trip.
Yeah.
What a trip. Well, I could have gone with the longer scene where Jack is drawing what's her name?
I know.
You know? I could have gone for a much longer scene where it, when they're in that car steaming up the windows.
Wow.
Well, I could have. Kiss
FM. Okay, you have this. She is a 37-year-old actress. She was in Mean Girls. She was in The Notebook. Was she in The Notebook? Yes, she was in The Notebook.
McAdams?
Yes.
Rachel? Yeah, she was in The Notebook.
She was. And remember that iconic VMAs award when she and what's his name, the blonde guy,
Ryan?
Yeah, no,
Gosling.
Ryan Gosling. Remember when they recreated the kiss?
No, I didn't.
Yeah,
see that.
You didn't see that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, they recreated the kiss where she runs at him and he picks her up and they kiss.
Uh-huh.
And they recreated it on the VMA stage, and people were like, it was way hotter on the VMA stage than it wasn't in the film.
What I don't get about that movie is that a lot of people, like when you Google romantic movie lines, a lot of people consider this one of the most romantic movie lines.
Don't do it.
Sam, a bird.
Stop it. Calm it down. You're a bird.
Now say you're a bird, too.
If you're a bird, I'm a bird.
Now, why is that considered one of the most romantic movie lines of all time? If you're a bird,
no,
I'm a bird.
I have no idea. I have no idea. I never got that movie.
I don't get that, because he sounds like a hick to me.
Well, here's the thing about that movie.
You're a bird, I'm a bird.
Everybody always says, oh, it's such a romantic movie, except that he was a bully. He, like, bullied her into going out with him, and he was, like, stalking her.
Well, Patricia, it was a different time.
No,
look, there's something to be said for when things happened. It was a different
time.
Things were considered at that time socially acceptable.
Sure.
Just like nowadays, things are considered socially unacceptable.
Right. No, absolutely. I agree with you 100%. But that whole movie gave me an Oogie vibe.
Did it? Even at the end?
No. At the end, I love the end. I love the old people. Yeah. I love the old people part of the movie. But the young people part of the movie, I'm like, yeah.
See, I don't get the whole I'm a bird, you're a bird,
and
why that's
that
considered
either.
Very romantic.
We need
but
to look that up.
The last scene where James Garner, who played the older version of Ryan Gosling's character, and his wife lie down together for the last time before she dies. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Do you think our love could take us away together?
I think our love can do anything we want it to.
Good night.
Good night. I'll be seeing you.
Oh!
I know, but it doesn't affect me at all anytime I hear that. It doesn't affect me one bit.
I know.
That
scene
is so stupid.
I love the movie with the James Garner and the Jenna Rollins characters. But the two young ones, I'm like, y'all are oogie when you were young.
Oh, you just don't remember young love, man. I bet you were oogie when you were young yourself.
Nope, never.
I bet you were. Man, you can't get to that age, Tricia, where you forget how young love is.
No, I remember how young love is. I do. I really do.
Young love is stupid.
It's, yeah.
And crazy.
It is.
And irrational.
Okay, I just don't want to see it.
And
thanks.
Horny. And sometimes it smells like wet dog.
Hey!
Wow! That took a turn fast.
Good Lord!
This is about where we should probably bail out.
Probably.
Yes, it is beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Maybe not weather-wise, because, things are pretty warm this month and have been.
Because when you're still seeing people outside in shorts and t-shirts, you're like, man.
And they will remain so for the rest of the month. We are on track to be to have the warmest November in the history of El Paso.
No.
For real.
No.
Or at least in the history of record keeping.
Oh.
For real. Yeah. It's going to cool down this weekend, but then things will jump back into the above average temperatures, mid-70s next week. All of next week, including Thanksgiving
Day. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Have you even gotten your heater turned on?
No.
No, me neither.
No, I haven't. I haven't even, you know, gotten up on the roof and taken down the evaporatives.
Mm-mm.
Even though I haven't really had to use them at all for the last few weeks.
Oh, for months.
Yeah.
I haven't used mine in probably 2 months.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I have. It's just for a few weeks. For sure, I haven't used it in November.
Yeah.
I just, you know, haven't bothered to get up there and do anything about it.
Yeah.
And I probably won't until, you know, somebody is like,
I know.
You know.
Go buy Pop-Tarts and water.
It's going to be 30 degrees overnight.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Probably, but for me, even probably then, I mean, it's like, okay, I can deal with that.
Sure.
You know?
But
until it's sustained.
Events wise, though, it is beginning to look lot like Christmas. Everybody's announcing their events, like Winterfest gets underway this weekend, for example, and holiday movies at the Plaza.
Oh, my God, they're going to play It's a Wonderful Life.
They've announced the schedule for holiday movies in the Plaza. This year, they're not charging. This
what?
Year, they're all free.
No.
Yeah, you know how last year there were a couple of bucks?
Yeah.
They're zero.
They're going to play It's a Wonderful Life for zero?
$0 and 0 cents.
Wow.
All the movies, holiday movies at the Plaza this year are free.
Dude.
And I'm looking over the list. How does Frozen fit in other than it being taking place in the winter?
Because it's cold.
But it's not a Christmas movie. It's not a holiday movie. So how is it part of holiday movies at the Plaza? I mean, I get that it's very popular and everything, and there's snow all over the place. Because, I mean, it's called
It's Frozen. Yeah.
But how is that a holiday movie?
It's not.
I hate when they do that. You know, things like that bother me.
I know.
And this is curated by the Plaza Classic Film Festival.
I know.
He should know better, Mr. Plaza Classic Film Festival.
And, you know, and there are a lot of movies that have holiday stuff in them. Yeah.
And a lot of cartoons also, if you wanted to do an animated movie.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know why Frozen, how that's even in there.
I know.
You know I hate stuff like that.
I know.
It bothers me to know.
I know. It keeps them up night, man.
It does. It's called holiday movies. Frozen is not a holiday movie.
I know.
It's not called winter movies. It's not called movies that took place in the winter.
It's not called snow movies.
It's not. It's holiday movies. And that's not, it's not even like it takes place during any holiday.
I know.
You know, like they could be planes, trains, and automobiles, and I would be like, well, okay, it's really about Thanksgiving, but Thanksgiving is a holiday.
It is.
And it is holiday movies, and I would be like, well, all right, you got me. But Frozen's not even a holiday
movie.
Okay,
wait a minute. So you're telling me Planes, Trains, and Automobiles is not part of the holiday movies at the Plaza?
No, they're all Christmas except for Frozen.
Okay, I am going to jump on your bandwagon. What the heck?
Right? There should all holidays matter. I've said it before. Polar Express. Pshaw.
Polar Express is
okay. I
want
to see Valentine's Day. It's a holiday.
No, it's not.
It's an observance.
Yes.
Oh, you got me. Yeah, I know. A Christmas Story, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, Elf, The Polar Express, It's a Wonderful Life, Frozen. What?
When's It's a Wonderful Life?
It's taking place December the 10th.
Okay.
They're all on Sundays this year.
Oh, cool.
They're all on Sundays.
Oh, good.
And
oh,
they're
my
at various
God.
Times.
Okay, wait a minute.
And
so that means...
It's going to be on Sunday, December the 10th. It's a 6 p.m. showing.
Do you have to go get a ticket?
No, that wasn't... Well, that wasn't made clear. If you still need a ticket that you don't have
free,
to pay for, you would have to get there before to claim your
God.
Seat.
Especially for It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's going to be like a mad crush of people. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm going to watch it at home.
It's not the same, and you know that.
I know it's not. But you know what? I don't want to do mad crush of people.
Then get there before. You don't have to get crushed.
It's a school night for us,
it is,
dude.
It is.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
I mean, that's great because, you know, they're showing it. Because believe me, it's going to be completely full.
No doubt.
There's not going to be a seat in that place.
No doubt.
But next time, do them on a Friday.
Well, spoiler alert. An angel gets his wings.
Dude.
Sorry.
You need to give people a chance to turn down the radio when you say spoiler alert.
I'm just mad because Frozen is not a Christmas movie. It's not. Or is it? Is it?
It's not.
Because honestly, I have never sat through the entire showing of Frozen.
I haven't either. I've seen bits and pieces, but same here. It's not.
Same here. It's not in any way, shape, or form, correct?
I don't think so.
So it's not, or you don't think so, Trisha?
I don't think so. I've never seen it.
Oh,
I've never,
you neither?
No. I've never seen any part of it that takes place during the holidays.
Well, if I've been ranting for absolutely no reason, then you know the number.
Hey, Ray.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, good. So we're talking about, you know, holiday movies.
Yeah, at the Plaza.
Right. At the Plaza. And that one of the movies is Frozen, and we were like, it takes place in winter. But apparently, we were wrong.
We were wrong, Ray? So it is a Christmas movie?
Well, I've seen it like 1,000 times because I have a little girl, especially when it came out. I think we went to movies 3 or 4 times to see it. But it actually takes place in the summer.
Huh?
It's not really even a winter movie.
What?
Wait just a minute. Then why is it called Frozen?
Well, because Elsa freezes everything. And it's that. Remember even the Olaf, the little snowman, sings about being in summer. And it actually is summer. And then she has to make like a little cloud at the end. Oh, spoiler alert.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, and then at the end, she turns everything into summer again.
Right.
And they have to freeze part of it for Olaf.
Right.
Right. Oh, okay.
And he has like a little snow cloud that she makes over and walks around with so he doesn't melt.
So not only is it not a Christmas movie,
right?
It's also not a winter movie.
Right.
Oh,
it's
see.
In the summer.
Okay.
See, there should be some protesting going on there.
I'm going to protest. I'm going to go down in her rump.
What's his name again?
Doug Pullen.
Which one?
Doug Pullen. I don't know what is wrong with Doug Pullen.
Dude, Doug, what's up with that man?
Because he's the guy that curates stuff for the Plaza Classic Film Festival, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. There are plenty of, Frozen's a good movie, but, I mean, if you're on Christmas.
Yeah, but it's not called good movies at the Plaza.
Yeah, right?
Okay, Ray. Thanks, man.
Thanks, Ray.
Thank you, guys.
And by the way, we got 2 other phone calls from people.
Yeah.
All men, all telling us it was in summer. I'm like, man, you guys are good dads. You guys are good dads.
All apparently have daughters.
Right?
And here's another thing, man. Here's another thing. So if they're all Christmas movies, why don't you just call it Christmas Movies at the Plaza? What's with the whole holiday thing?
I know.
If you're not going to show holiday movies, like there's no plane, trains, and automobiles.
That's a holiday movie.
Honestly, that's the only Thanksgiving movie I know.
That's the only one I can
think of. Is there any other movie that takes place that is like the whole thing?
Yeah,
the
not
whole
just
theme
part
of the
it.
Movie, not just like a scene.
Right, right.
Like I know one of the Rocky movies, something happens on Thanksgiving because I forget which one it is. But remember when Paulie goes all stupid and throws out the turkey?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so mean. But but it's not like a Thanksgiving movie.
Right.
Right.
But the only one you
Planes,
have
Trains,
be
and
like,
Automobiles is.
Yeah, you'd have like Charlie Brown Thanksgiving.
So, well, but that's not a movie.
No,
that's
yeah.
a TV special.
No, yeah.
Again, Trisha, it's
Listen,
not
I'm just
holiday
trying to
TV
say something.
Specials
I'm
at
sorry.
The Plaza. Stick with the program. You're getting all pulling on me now. You could show are there any Easter movies?
Easter Parade with Fred Astaire and Judy Garland.
See? So if you're going to call it holiday movies, then all holidays should matter, and it shouldn't just be Christmas movies. If it's Christmas movies, then it should be Christmas Movies at the Plaza.
I agree.
And no matter what it is, Frozen doesn't belong there.
It doesn't. And you know what? Here's how you say, because if somebody's going to say, well, that's not inclusive. Well, here's the problem. In the movies that they're going to be showing, it's about Christmas.
All of them are about Christmas.
So, except for Frozen, which
except
is in
for
the summer.
Frozen. See?
Why?
Somebody needs to write that pulling guy a letter and say, dude, for real.
Right?
For real.
It's a summer movie. Show it in the summer.
That's right. You don't do Winterfest in the summer.
No, you don't.
You don't.
No, and you don't show holiday movies in the 4th of July.
You don't.
Nope.
Although that is a holiday.
It is a holiday.
And there is the 4th of July with Tom Cruise, born on the 4th of July.
Yeah.
Why aren't they showing that one? That's a holiday
That's a
movie.
Holiday movie.
Huh.
Come on, Doug.
Or is it? Not really, because it doesn't take place on the 4th of July. He was born on the 4th
of July.
So nix that
one.
Okay,
forget
it. Yeah, the more we talk, the more we're talking ourselves out of all our arguments.
You've been listening to Mike and Trisha Mornings. For more, visit KissElPaso.com or download the 93.1 Kiss FM app for free to your iPhone or Android.